flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My friend Chad Hartman has issues sleeping. He's been very vocal about it. Insomnia is something that he struggles with. And I have to say, I have been praying for my friend, hoping everything will work out. That had not been my experience. Because by the time I finish with my 4 children all day long, I am in the bed and I'm out like a light. Never had a problem with it until recently. I don't know if it's menopause. I don't know if it's the cold weather. But I'll go to sleep. And then I'll wake up at about 1 o'clock in the morning and then I'm up the rest of the night. I can't get back to sleep. And so by the time 2 or 3 or 4 in the afternoon come up, I'm exhausted. I am just checking emails from Thursday because I am too drained to actually have a good thought about how I want to respond to somebody who wants to do business with me. It is getting to the point where it's affecting everything. My kids told me the other day that I was yelling at them and I was cranky. And I was like, no, I'm not cranky. And I know it's because I'm not getting enough sleep. And I don't know what's causing it. Again, because I have never had this problem. It has never been my issue. And so y'all know I live on social media, always on Facebook, always on Twitter. That's where I find my answers. Some people go to Google. Some people go to the library. Some people call their parents. I call on social media when I need the answer to something. And I'm like, who is up? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And 5 or 6 people responded. I'm up. I've been up all night. And somebody said, y'all need to call the sleep doctor. I was like, okay, well, does the sleep doctor have a name? Is it just, am I supposed to Google the sleep doctor? And where is the sleep doctor? Turns out the sleep doctor is right here in the Twin Cities. Inell Rosario is the sleep doctor. She is in the studio with me, and I can't thank you enough for being here.
Well, welcome. I'm so glad to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Okay, you are the sleep doctor. Tell us about your practice. This is your first time on the Shaletta Show, so I want to make sure our listeners are familiar with you, because I'm sure either I'm going to have you back on or Chad Hartman's going to call you, because this sleep thing is serious, and it impacts every part of your life.
Absolutely. You nailed it. As you notice, when you weren't getting enough sleep, everything else went out of whack. How well you behaved with your children, your overall energy to get through the day. So you absolutely have it correct that sleep is the foundation of your wellness. When you're not sleeping well, your efficiency, your mood, everything is affected.
Everything.
So I'm Dr. Inell Rosario. I've been in practice in the Twin Cities for the past 26 years. I'm board certified in ENT and sleep medicine. I have an ENT and sleep medicine practice that's in Invergrove Heights and in Roseville. And we do both home sleep studies and as well in-lab sleep studies, depending on the person's history. But let's deal with the insomnia issue first that you came up with, because for a long time you were doing great, and then okay, now I'm getting up at 4 in the morning,
yeah,
or 3 in the morning, 1 in the morning. Why is that? So a lot of the times when people say my sleep habit have changed, oftentimes it could just be situational. They're stressed. And good and bad stress. Stress about something exciting happening, stressed about something that is not so good. You know, they have a medical condition. They have uncertainty about their jobs or whatever else might be going on in their life that causes stress. And that also will affect the sleeping, the waking up. And then when they wake up in the middle of the night, a lot of people will do habits that will cause them to essentially keep waking up in the middle of the night. So they will do things like go read, go stroll. No strolling, my dear.
Oh.
No streaming, because the brain loves to be stimulated. It's like, you know, getting a whale to jump. You give it a treat and it goes up. So when you do wake up in the middle of the night, the best thing to do is to lay in bed, eyes closed. And then I usually like to use imagery for patients where I tell them, think about something pleasant. Think about a vacation you've been on.
Okay.
Don't think about anything you just did, have to do, coming up. None of that, because it's just going to make you stay awake.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to keep kind of counting sheeps. And then you also need to look at, well, what have I changed? You know, did I have alcohol before I went to bed? Did I just eat? Because certainly if you have alcohol, while it puts you to sleep faster, it will absolutely cause you to wake up more often and feel more tired. And if you think about it, and you like think of kids in college, or if you remember yourself at any point having way too much to drink, why is it that if you fell asleep so quickly, you are just beat? You feel tired when you wake up. And that's because of the effects of alcohol, both in a lot of the breakdown products called aldehydes, which affects inflammation, it affects your muscle. Some of the other breakdown products also just affect your mood, and the fact that you're not sleeping well because you're waking up as the alcohol gets metabolized, or you're waking up because alcohol gets what? It causes you to urinate more because it blocks one of the hormones that helps your kidneys to hold on to water. So all of those things make your sleep with alcohol that much worse. And so when you're having issues for an insomnia, definitely look back and see, did I have alcohol? When did I eat? Because even if you go to bed with a full stomach, you're much more likely to then wake up later in the night.
We're talking to Dr. Inel Rosario. She has been in the Twin Cities for more than two decades as an ENT and sleep physician. They call her the sleep doctor. Now, you said you had a practice in Invergrove Heights and in Roseville. You got to tell me where and what the name of the practice is, because I've got at least two text messages and folks want to know.
Well, I'm from the Bahamas. You can't quite tell by the accent right now, but originally from the Bahamas. So Andros is actually the largest island in the Bahamas, and I happen to be from that island. And so the clinic is called Andros, A-N-D-R-O-S, okay, ENT and Sleep Center. And the one in Invergrove Heights is very easy to find. It's right off 494 and Upper 55th. And the other in Roseville is near the mall on Snelling Avenue and County Road C. So would look to have any of you visit us and find out more about how you can get your new year even better.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got to get that rest.
You've
and I'm telling you,
sleep.
It is impacting everything. I was supposed to be hanging out with the kids last night, and got an email from Almanac that somebody called in sick and they needed me to come do a monologue. I didn't see it because I was dragging.
Yeah,
I was tired. And so it went from I'm just losing sleep to I'm losing opportunities. I'm losing business. I'm losing time with my kids. They ain't even talking to me right now because I'm cranky. Because I haven't slept. So tell people how they can reach you, because I just got another note from, it looks like Kevin and Shani is sending a note, and they want to know the website and the phone number, because if anybody's out there is dealing with this, they know that it is going to impact everything. And every time I hear Chad Hartman talk about it, he is just exhausted. He is tired. He is frustrated because he's looking for relief to try to find some sleep, and he can't find any.
Yeah. So the office number is 651-888-7800. So 651-888-7800. Or you can go to the website, which is andros.ent-sleep.com, and you can find us there. We're on Facebook and on Instagram as well. While we're talking, and what you mentioned there for a patients and sleeping, the other part I want to emphasize is that some of the insomnia, I can't sleep, is also because people might be having periods of apnea. So an apnea is when you have 10 seconds or more pauses in your breathing, where in the past, before we got educated, people used to think it was funny, like, oh, listen to him snore. But we now know that that is absolutely not normal, and it is a sign that your airway is being restricted, and with that restriction comes decreased airflow, which causes a whole host of things, including your cortisol, like your stress hormone level going mm-hmm. up, and your feeling good hormone, your serotonin levels going down. This would explain, like, when you see a little kid and they are acting out because they miss their naps. This is what grown-ups do. They miss their naps, and they're not sleeping well at nighttime, and they're having more of an issue. Also, from an insomnia standpoint, we try to encourage you, if you are going to take a nap during the daytime, try to not make it more than an hour, because otherwise that's really sleeping, and mm-hmm. that will disrupt the continuity of your sleep as you go. For someone like me that's type A, and you, Shaletta, too, where it's like, oh, I got to get this thing done. I got to get the next thing done. But then I'll go to sleep. And you can feel your body going to sleep. And by the time you push past that natural circadian rhythm of going to sleep, your sleep quality then is lessened. Mm. So as much as possible, try to maintain a routine bedtime. And when you feel the urge to sleep, of course not when you're driving, but when you feel the urge to sleep, try to sleep at those times, because your quality of sleep is going to be better. And avoid reading at night, too, because that backlit from like a candle mm-hmm. Is going to decrease your body's melatonin. And so you're then going to not have as good of a sleep quality. So if you want to read at nighttime, have the light behind you, dim it down, try not to read on a candle, or change the background setting, including on your phone, so you minimize the blue light.
This is all such good information. Dr. Inel Rosario, thank you so much for being on the show today. Andros Sleep Center is where you need to find her, 651-888-7800.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My friend Chad Hartman has issues sleeping. He's been very vocal about it. Insomnia is something that he struggles with. And I have to say, I have been praying for my friend, hoping everything will work out. That had not been my experience, because by the time I finished with my four children all day long, I am in the bed and I'm out like a light. Never had a problem with it until recently. I don't know if it's menopause. I don't know if it's the cold weather, but I'll go to sleep and then I'll wake up at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm up the rest of the night. I can't get back to sleep. And so by the time 2 or 3 or 4 in the afternoon come up, I'm exhausted. I am just checking emails from Thursday because I am too drained to actually have a good thought about how I want to respond to somebody who wants to do business with me. It is getting to the point where it's affecting everything. My kids told me the other day that I was yelling at them and I was cranky. And I was like, no, I'm not cranky. And I know it's because I'm not getting enough sleep. And I don't know what's causing it. Again, because I have never had this problem. It has never been my issue. And so y'all know I live on social media, always on Facebook, always on Twitter. That's where I find my answers. Mm-hmm. Some people go to Google. Some people go to the library. Some people call their parents. I call on social media when I need the answer to something. And I'm like, who is up? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And 5 or 6 people responded. I'm up. I've been up all night. And somebody said, y'all need to call the sleep doctor. I was like, okay, well, does the sleep doctor have a name? Is it just, am I supposed to Google the sleep doctor? And where is the sleep doctor? Turns out the sleep doctor is right here in the Twin Cities. Inell Rosario is the sleep doctor. She is in the studio with me, and I can't thank you enough for being here.
Well, welcome. I'm so glad to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Okay, you are the sleep doctor. Tell us about your practice. This is your first time on the Shaletta Show, so I want to make sure our listeners are familiar with you, because I'm sure either I'm going to have you back on or Chad Hartman's going to call you, because this sleep thing is serious, and it impacts every part of your life.
Absolutely. You nailed it. As you notice, when you weren't getting enough sleep, everything else went out of whack. How well you behaved with your children, mm-hmm. your overall energy to get through the day. So you absolutely have it correct that sleep is the foundation of your wellness. When you're not sleeping well, your efficiency, your mood, everything is affected.
Everything.
So I'm Dr. Inell Rosario. I've been in practice in the Twin Cities for the past 26 years. I'm board certified in ENT and sleep medicine. I have an ENT and sleep medicine practice that's in Invergrove Heights and in Roseville. And we do both home sleep studies and as well in-lab sleep studies, depending on the person's history. But let's deal with the insomnia issue first that you came up with, because mm-hmm. for a long time you were doing great. And then, okay, now I'm getting up at 4 in the morning,
yeah.
or 3 in the morning, 1 in the morning. Why is that? So a lot of the times when people say my sleep habit have changed, oftentimes it could just be situational. They're stressed, and good and bad stress. Stress about something exciting happening, stressed about something that is not so good. You know, they have a medical condition. They have uncertainty about their jobs or whatever else might be going on in their life that causes stress. And that also will affect the sleeping, the waking up. And then when they wake up in the middle of the night, a lot of people will do habits that will cause them to essentially keep waking up in the middle of the night. So they will do things like go read, go stroll. No strolling, my dear.
Oh.
No streaming, because the brain loves to be stimulated. It's like, you know, getting a whale to jump. You give it a treat and it goes up. So when you do wake up in the middle of the night, the best thing to do is to lay in bed, eyes closed. And then I usually like to use imagery for patients where I tell them, think about something pleasant. Think about a vacation you've been on.
Okay.
Don't think about anything you just did, have to do, coming up. None of that, because it's just going to make you stay awake.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to keep kind of counting sheep. And then you also need to look at, well, what have I changed? You know, did I have alcohol before I went to bed? Did I just eat? Because certainly if you have alcohol, while it puts you to sleep faster, it will absolutely cause you to wake up more often and feel more tired. And if you think about it and you like think of kids in college, or if you remember yourself at any point having way too much to drink, why is it that if you fell asleep so quickly, you are just beat? You feel tired when you wake up. And that's because of the effects of alcohol, both in a lot of the breakdown products called aldehydes, which affects inflammation, it affects your muscle. Some of the other breakdown products also just affect your mood, and the fact that you're not sleeping well because you're waking up as the alcohol gets metabolized, or you're waking up because alcohol gets what? It causes you to urinate more because it blocks one of the hormones that helps your kidneys to hold on to water. So all of those things make your sleep with alcohol that much worse. And so when you're having issues for an insomnia, definitely look back and see, did I have alcohol? When did I eat? Because even if you go to bed with a full stomach, you're much more likely to then wake up later in the night.
We're talking to Dr. Inel Rosario. She has been in the Twin Cities for more than two decades as an ENT and sleep physician. They call her the sleep doctor. Now, you said you had a practice in Invergrove Heights and in Roseville. You got to tell me where and what the name of the practice is, because I've got at least two text messages and folks want to know.
Well, I'm from the Bahamas. You can't quite tell by the accent right now, but originally from the Bahamas. So Andros is actually the largest island in the Bahamas, and I happen to be from that island. And so the clinic is called Andros, A-N-D-R-O-S, ENT and Sleep Center. And the one in Invergrove Heights is very easy to find. It's right off 494 and Upper 55th. And the other in Roseville is near the mall on Snelling Avenue and County Road C. So would look to have any of you visit us and find out more about how you can get your new year even better.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got to get that rest.
You've
and I'm telling you,
sleep.
It is impacting everything. I was supposed to be hanging out with the kids last night and got an email from Almanac that somebody called in sick and they needed me to come do a monologue. I didn't see it because I was dragging.
Yeah,
I was tired. And so it went from I'm just losing sleep to I'm losing opportunities. I'm losing business. I'm losing time with my kids. They ain't even talking to me right now because I'm cranky. Because I haven't slept. So tell people how they can reach you, because I just got another note from, it looks like Kevin and Shani is sending a note, and they want to know the website and the phone number, because if anybody's out there is dealing with this, they know that it is going to impact everything. And every time I hear Chad Hartman talk about it, he is just exhausted. He is tired. He is frustrated because he's looking for relief to try to find some sleep and he can't find any.
Yeah. So the office number is 651-888-7800. So 651-888-7800. Or you can go to the website, which is Andros ENT -sleep.com, and you can find us there. We're on Facebook and on Instagram as well. While we're talking and what you mentioned there for a patients and sleeping, the other part I want to emphasize is that some of the insomnia, I can't sleep, is also because people might be having periods of apnea. So an apnea is when you have 10 seconds or more pauses in your breathing, where in the past, before we got educated, people used to think it was funny, like, oh, listen to him snore. But we now know that that is absolutely not normal, and it is a sign that your airway is being restricted, and with that restriction comes decreased airflow, which causes a whole host of things, including your cortisol, like your stress hormone level going up, and your feeling good hormone, your serotonin levels going down. This would explain, like, when you see a little kid and they are acting out because they miss their naps. This is what grown-ups do. They miss their naps, and they're not sleeping well at nighttime, and they're having more of an issue. Also, from an insomnia standpoint, we try to encourage you, if you are going to take a nap during the daytime, try to not make it more than an hour, because otherwise that's really sleeping, and that will disrupt the continuity of your sleep as you go. For someone like me that's type A, and you, Shaletta, too, where it's like, oh, I got to get this thing done. I got to get the next thing done, but then I'll go to sleep. And you can feel your body going to sleep. And by the time you push past that natural circadian rhythm of going to sleep, your sleep quality then is lessened. Mm. So as much as possible, try to maintain a routine bedtime. And when you feel the urge to sleep, of course not when you're driving, but when you feel the urge to sleep, try to sleep at those times, because your quality of sleep is going to be better. And avoid reading at night, too, because that backlit from like a candle is going to decrease your body's melatonin. And so you're then going to not have as good of a sleep quality. So if you want to read at nighttime, Have the light behind you, dim it down, try not to read on a candle, or change the background setting, including on your phone, so you minimize the blue light.
This is all such good information. Dr. Inel Rosario, thank you so much for being on the show today. Andros Sleep Center is where you need to find her, 651-888-7800.